This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Most things premature.
Wait, I haven't even hit the sound effect yet. Your commentary is premature, sir.
I'm trying to dig Ryan and I end up digging myself.
You guys, come on. It's season three. Let's get it together around here, okay? Season three for the guys on the ice. Season three for us on the pod. Get it together.
Right, should we have a pre-show meeting then?
No. We were having a pre-show meeting.
We were. That was it?
That was the pre-show meeting. Okay. Then I said, okay, let's hit record. I hit record, and Chris starts talking about, you know, Chris-type things. You guys, this year was supposed to be, is supposed to be, more about hockey. We're supposed to talk more hockey.
We didn't talk about that in the pre-show meeting.
We're supposed to be talking about more puck and hockey around here, Chris.
Well, I thought I was prepared.
Welcome back to Release the Show, everybody. It's season three. This is the cold open. The show has not officially started.
Not yet.
If you hear my voice, I'm Brett, that's Chris, and then he's Ryan. And we do Release the Show, and we're back. What have you guys been doing all summer?
Studying. Hockey.
It's going back to school.
I went back to school. I went out to the streets, the hockey streets.
Studying. Studying. Lies.
I sent him 40 pages of notes, so he better be studying that. Do you know how hard it is to compile all this stuff together?
Ryan, tell everybody what you've been doing all summer.
I've been doing absolutely nothing.
Why?
Because I broke my leg playing beer league hockey.
Yeah, that's the update from Ryan, everybody. Aww. Remember that beer league he was playing in?
About 2 weeks after the Kraken season ended, so did mine. And I've been on the couch ever since.
Oh, buddy.
How'd you break it, man? What happened?
Well, had a couple.
Some guy take you out? Like,
no, that's the thing. So I'm breaking in new skates. That's not the excuse, but I'm breaking in new skates. So the edges aren't quite what they're supposed to be.
The edges.
First shift of the game, probably 12, 13 seconds in, I catch a breakaway and I'm going at an angle and I hit a rut in the ice. So again, no one's chasing me. This is all on my own.
Sniper.
I hit a rut in the ice, and I fall on my ass right to the boards, feet first. I had no – it was a bang-bang play. There's no chance for me to, like, spin and hit on my shoulder or go off the side. It was right, skates first, jab my leg, and I thought I just sprained it pretty bad. I couldn't put any weight on it. Went in the next day, got a picture taken, and the doctor's like, yeah, you shattered your leg.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Ouch.
You know what I smell? I smell a lawsuit.
Ooh.
I smell a lawsuit. Wow. I think we should get David Shaw Group on the phone here. I mean, you had new skates.
Yep.
The blade let you down.
That's true.
And then when your foot hit the wall, the structural integrity of that skate might have let you down a little bit.
I think you're onto something.
I mean, you had an injury, didn't you? Personal injury?
I think so.
Mm. Oh, there was a rut in the ice, too. Yeah. You could talk about that. Where were you playing? What rink were you at? That rut?
You know,
it's just the local rink and... I mean, the ice isn't really the best every once in a while, but I'm taking the blame on myself here. I should have known better not to go full blast in a beer league game on a breakaway. I was just excited.
Chris, we're not going after the rink. That's got to be a local place. The skates have to be what? CCM?
CCM.
Yeah, well, let's go after them. That's a big company. You know, let's go.
Skates last year was my biggest issue. I wanted Bowers. I went between Bower and CCM. I went, tried them on maybe three times. Mm-hmm. I went CCM, 11 skates in, boom.
Producer Katie, I know their contract has expired, so maybe I won't say Davis, but we get Jacob Emrani on this thing? Who should we get on this? Come on.
Sweet James.
Sweet James? He's sitting around, got nothing to do right now. Who do you want, Ryan? Come on.
I like Jacob Emrani.
You want to take them?
Yeah.
All right, or Davis. Davis could come back in. They're a local Seattle company doing
this. This could be the chance we get him back in there. I do have $90,000 in bills right now.
We could talk about the lawsuit on the show. We could talk less hockey by talking about your lawsuit.
There we go. Which is about hockey.
No, I don't think we could be a hockey podcast who sues a skate company.
I have a hockey question, though.
Then again, maybe we could fund our hockey podcast by suing.
There you go. Every 6 months, I just take a header into the boards for fun.
No, you're ruining our season. Stop it off. Chris, you went to Stanford. Does this sound like a good idea?
Sounds like a great idea.
Perfect. Let's go. Somebody yell it out.
Release the show!
All right, it's officially started, so look alive.
Young Fish. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We
now feels like hockey season.
We
snapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy, we all about the action. Release the show. Release the show.
It's Release the Show, your favorite hockey podcast that is sometimes about hockey.
Yes.
But it is all about... You're Seattle Kraken. We've been here since the beginning. We were the first Kraken podcast on the internet. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I'm going to say it anyway.
One of the first.
And we're back for season three, baby. Just like the Seattle Kraken are, they're going to be on the ice tonight, taking on the hated Golden Knights, who will be hanging that banner in that sorry excuse for an arena that they have in Las Vegas, which is probably a beautiful place.
It's pretty nice. Some shit about it
anyway. But they are home to the cheesiest sports franchise in all of the land. The Golden Knights, who play from the Bouncy Castle in Las Vegas, and they have all the cheesy Golden Knight cheese ball Vegas gold. It's not even the right color of gold. Like up in Seattle, around the University of Washington, Chris...
Yeah.
We know what gold looks like, okay? We know, right, Ryan? Come on, back me up.
That's real gold.
We know what the gold should look like, and that Vegas gold that the Knights wear is not the right color of gold. It's like a dull wedding anniversary gold or something.
It's got silver flakes in it on the jerseys. Gross. Yeah, come on.
But anyway, the Kraken will be there to destroy this night of celebration for them. Yeah, Chris?
Quick point of clarification. Yes, up there at the University of Washington, you may know what gold looks like, but down at Stanford, we actually have a lot of gold. We have the actual thing. So
why?
We don't need to know.
Because of all the rich kids that go there?
Yeah. I'm not talking about myself. I'm just saying, if you were to try to find gold on a campus, in a vault somewhere, Stanford's got a lot of gold down there.
The Stanford vault?
Guys have seen it. You've seen gold up there at the UW.
You used to have to pay your tuition in just gold bars.
In just gold bars.
Yeah. The Kraken, everybody. They're taking on those Knights. And if they win tonight, when they win tonight, it would be the first win in an opening game in franchise history. So only three seasons in. We need to check that one off the list. So let's do that. You guys, we got to be excited about this team. They went into the second round of the playoffs last year. As we talked about on the show last year, I think defied even our own expectations, their own expectations. I mean, I think went further than anyone in the hockey world thought that a team only in their second season would go, and it was just an amazing run. And I think, season three now, a lot to be determined, right? Because It's like anything. You do it once, so that's season one. You do it once, okay, we're kind of getting our feet wet. We're seeing what's happening. Season two, oh, wow, look at what we're doing now. Now, in season three, they either got to do exactly what they did in season two or build on it a little bit, because season three, now this is going to determine a lot as we go forward, I think. And in terms of who this team is going to be, the personality, let's keep it rolling from last year. Hack, I mean, you know, we're up and down with him all the time, but we got to get off to a hot start, and I think it starts tonight, right, Ryan?
Absolutely.
All right.
That's the key right there, is get off to the hot start. We set the tone for ourselves pretty high last year, set the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into the playoffs, so I didn't think we'd get there. Just making it like the last month exciting, right? That's kind of what we wanted. Now we're in the playoffs. We can't go backwards. We got to keep the momentum and we got to keep that going. And we have a chance to do it. Obviously tonight, versus Golden Knights, it's going to be a tough game. If we can win this game or even get close, I mean, that's going to set really the tone for the year right there.
Yeah.
But then we turn around and we're going to play a couple mid-level, middle of the pack teams before we come back home and then play Colorado. So the schedule doesn't get any easier for us. Every game is going to be one of these kind of really tough challenges for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and just like any sports season, you never know what you're going to expect or going to get out of any of these teams, right? Like the teams, look at the NFL right now, like the teams that you think would be, you know, on their way, like a team like Minnesota last year was what, 12-4 or something. And this year they can't buy a win over there in football. So you just never know. If you look at the standings right now before they drop the pucks, the Kraken are 0-0-0 with 0 points, and they're in sixth place in the Pacific. And the Knights are 0-0-0 with 0 points, and they're eighth place in the Pacific.
I didn't see that coming from Vegas.
So already we're two spots ahead of them in the standings, and hopefully we can keep that rolling tonight.
Damn it, Brett. You stole my one stat for today's show. We are 0-0-0. I'm the stat guy. Yeah.
I don't know how we're two spots ahead of them. It must just be alphabetical. I don't know how that really works. I don't know how that works. The roster, guys. The roster. Let's look at what we did here. So, Gru, obviously still back there tending the net. And I think we all thought that would happen. He was a little down at the beginning of last year, off to a slow start last year. Caught fire as it came time for the playoffs.
He got hurt too.
You know, we all know what happened. Yeah, he was dealing with injury. But he's back for you guys, everybody. Number, what, 37 in your programs, but number one in your hearts, right? The German gentleman. Yeah. And then backing him up, though, this year, and this is, I think, what a lot of Kraken fans wanted to see going into this year, because he's a young guy. He's been with the team since the very beginning, and it's time for him to kind of, you know, be there with the big squad all year, I think. It's Joey Decord, coming off a hot season with Coachella Valley last year, right? Link, you went out there to the desert and watched them play several times.
I like watching them play. I'm glad he's on the team. I'm glad he's on the roster. Mm-hmm. Gru is not our number one goalie.
You don't think so?
No. I mean, you're gonna, technically, yes.
Whoa, hold on.
No. I'm writing this
what
down.
What is happening here?
I'm writing this down before the season even starts. Go ahead.
I'm not the biggest.
Where's the sound effect?
I'm not the biggest Gru guy. I just...
What?
Yeah.
Whoa, hold on.
I hope...
Okay. All right.
I hope he proves me wrong.
Uh-oh.
But more Joey content. We can always use more of. I think he's that missing piece back mm-hmm. there. And they're going to be sharing it. When I say he's not his number one, they're going to be sharing the time, right? So mm-hmm. back-to-back games, you're not going to have Gru back-to-back. You're going to have him coming in, and they're going to be a tandem. Hack even said that in one of his press conferences that they will be sharing some time, and he's going to be a very important piece to that.
Yeah.
I think for Gru to get better and to keep his consistency, he's going to need that strong backup, and that's where Joey comes in. So every night, you know, someone is in the net that you can count on and trust, and that's going to go a long way helping us in the season.
So you trust Accord more than Gru?
I trust them together. Yeah,
Ryan. I thought you're the hockey player around here. You know, if I could have two goalies back there, I would. But you tell me that's not good hockey strategy.
I think Joey's our future there, right?
Like, for sure.
So yeah. He needs to get that time and that playing time. And yes, Gru makes some great saves, but he also lets in some pretty easy goals that I think come in key points in games where it's hard to kind of come back from. And a few times last year we came back and we rallied, we scored, we won the game. it could have went either way with him. Okay. So like I said, I think having the ability to rest Grubauer, bringing in Decord, that's going to be the key to this success.
Yeah, but last year we had Gru being backed up by a savvy vet. This year we got Gru being backed up by young Joey Decord. So in terms of, like, you know, if we talk about other sports, we're all Seahawks fans around here. You always like to have the vets, you know, and that kind of thing. Now that's gone. I mean, Gru is the vet. Decord's the young guy. It's a bit of a different dynamic, I think. And, I mean, you don't have someone to fall back on with that playoff experience like we did last year with Jones. Correct?
Correct.
Or not correct?
No, correct.
Okay, so we'll see what happens there with that, I think. That, I mean, you know, it's something to watch for sure. As we move down the list here, where is it on the notes? Because I thought this was interesting. Seattle's opening night roster, we got 9 players that are still around from that expansion draft. Borgen, Decord, we mentioned, Dunn. Of course, Dan. The old man Dan.
Old man Dan.
Wearing that A on his chest still, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Old man Dan. Jordan Eberle, everybody. If you're new to the show, if you're new to Release the Show, Jordan Eberle, he is called Dan around here, and that's because his nickname, his hockey nickname for real, is Ebs, which is lame. It's just, I don't like it. It's too soft. And so early on, we decided that we're going to just
his
shorten
name.
Jordan to Dan.
Every time I run into him,
makes no sense.
Run into him in the locker room, I'm like, Dan, he stares at me like,
he doesn't know
no,
what's going on. And also, it makes absolutely no sense. Yeah, and we could call him by his real hockey nickname, but that would be no fun. Yeah. So Dan is back. And Yanni Gourde, of course, who I think future captain of this team. I think we've all agreed on that before. The big cat, Adam Larson, McCann, of course, Alexiak, and Turbo, who took yet again just a classic yearbook photo that everyone can enjoy all year long.
I love how he's just making that his bit.
It's his thing.
Every time.
I mean, of the original OGs, who's your favorite? Chris?
I'm going to have to go Big Rig. I'm going to have to go Big Rig, man.
Really?
Like, gap in the tooth, knocking people around.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, that smile. Yeah.
I want to see him Love punch it. Someone in the face tonight. Like, on the night where they raise their banner, I want to see him take someone out.
Right. Talking about spoiler party. Yeah.
Right off the face.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Let's go. Let's mix it up. I'm so sick. I mean, I know they won the cup last year, but that team, there's been something annoying about the Knights since they came into the league and had all that success in the first year and the cheese factor and all of that. And I just, and they're raising the banner, and they're sort of, for some reason, they've been our natural rival since this whole thing began with the Kraken because of being the two most recent expansion teams. And so with these two teams on the ice tonight and them raising a banner and us wanting to be the new kids on the block, I think we just got to take it to them. Physically. And I think that's when our team started playing better last year too, wasn't it? Down the stretch, we started getting a little more physical. In the playoffs, we were laying more hits through the first period than the other team had in the entire game, whether it was against the Stars or in the opening round against the Avs. And so I think we got to continue that this year, because that was our complaint with our Kraken in season 1, right? Was that they weren't kind of, you know, aggressive enough in that way, right? Like, remember I kept saying, I thought this was hockey. How come we don't hit anybody? And tonight I want to see people hit somebody.
That will be this team's identity is the hitting. And I think you go right off the bat playing the defending Stanley Cup champions in game 1. This is going to be a game where they're going to get hyped up for. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, Vegas, they're going to have the banner unveilings, other pomp and circumstance. It's not going to be a normal game for them. The pregame show is probably going to be 15, 20 minutes. So it's going to throw those guys kind of off their game a little bit while the Kraken are in the locker room just waiting. So I think we come out strong and we get some hits. We pop someone in the mouth. We do that in hockey. You always want to have that first shift and get a hit or get a shot or do something to affect the game. Same thing in the first game. You want to come out and play your asses off. So that way, after this game, if we could take a win from Vegas, and again, we want to prove
well,
to,
and on ESPN and on absolutely. Opening night and on banner night. And
but it's important. We're going to have a lot of these national games, Winter Classic versus Vegas.
Right.
So this is a chance to kind of set this year up and set us up for success.
Well, and the NHL is clearly trying to poke at this rivalry, and I love it. Let's go for it. Also at defense, not just the big rig that we're in love with around here, but the big red cat, Adam Larson, who I think sneakily, or maybe not sneakily, I don't watch enough all around the league news, but I think is one of the best defensemen in the entire league that might not get enough credit league-wide, but we're sure happy to have him around here, aren't we? I mean, Big Rig gets a lot of attention. Absolutely. Just because he's 6'8 or whatever. But the Big Cat is awesome back there also, right, Ryan?
We have a really good core defense. Actually, yeah. We have a really good core team up and down the roster. Mm-hmm. There's not one guy on here that I wouldn't put out at any given time, especially our defense. They're solid. So from the first, second, third line of defense, they're within a fraction of each other of being the first line. So like I said, these guys really impressed them in camp and in the preseason, and it's kind of tough to tell a little bit on the preseason, but defense will definitely carry us, and it's what these guys are talking about right now.
Mm-hmm. Can't forget to mention young gun Vince Dunn, you know what I mean? Just signed the contract.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, totally. That's what Ryan's saying, too. I think, like, built from the D forward, and hopefully that can that sort of, like, I mean, that's a Seattle thing. We love defense up in Seattle. How about Cardi? Cardi for the party.
In the USA.
Cardi in the USA, you guys. The story of the playoffs last year, the young gun, Cardi. He made the squad, didn't he?
Made the squad right out of playoffs.
Yeah, baby.
And he is that player that you want to see. He's the grinder. He'll get you in your face. He's going to make people mess up. He can also score some goals. Mm-hmm. And then he turns around. So we get kicked out of the playoffs. He goes down to the Coachella Valley and tears it up down there.
Yep.
And so he's got the experience. He's got two league of playoff experience. And what, I mean, so he makes the team right from the initial roster. So yeah, look for him to be one of those guys that, like I said, he's going to be a disruptor on the team.
Well, and then also late season pickup from last year, who is also back on the squad and super excited to see this. I just said that like I was going to say that like Yoda. Super excited to see this. I am. is Ellie Tolvanen, you guys. I mean, this guy, nobody wanted him. Nobody in the league wanted this guy. Everybody's passing on him. The Kraken pick him up on a flyer. And we added him last year. And he just, I mean, dude, he was putting the puck in the back of the net. Excited to see him on the squad, eh?
He's going to be on
flyer
that.
They did take, yeah.
With him, Yanni Gord, and Bjorkstrand on the third line, that is one of the strongest third lines you will see in the entire league.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And the depth on the fourth line, too. So you got all these guys that are kind of jockeying for spots, and we have four guys on the fourth line that can kind of move up and down. But, yeah, Tolvanen on that third line, he's going to be one of the anchors on that.
I have a question for all of you listening and for you boys here in the studio. And you better know the answer. What are you eating for lunch today? Because it should be Wiener Schnitzel.
It is now.
Mm-hmm. Two locations in Western Washington. If you're up there in the Seattle area, the Tacoma area, maybe if you're in Spokane and you want to take a long drive west, do that. Go to Fife or Everett and check out our friends at Wiener Schnitzel. They sponsor your favorite hockey podcast, and they're back for this season, and so are we. So go on and check them out. They got chili dogs, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, chili burgers. You can get anything with the chili sauce on it or with the chili sauce off of it. It's good either way. Also, Wiener Schnitzel and Tasty Freeze are together under one roof. And so when you get your desserts at Wiener Schnitzel, you're getting Tasty Freeze desserts. It's the greatest ice cream that any quote-unquote fast food restaurant has to offer. They got root beer floats, dipped cones, all kinds of delicious stuff. Like, you think the queen is the place? No. The schnitzel. That's where you go for your desserts. It's way better. I've heard that queen doesn't even use real ice cream. But Tasty Freeze, I'm not sure if it's ice cream either, but it's Tasty Freeze and it's delicious. Get on over there. Root beer floats and all kinds of stuff. Mention the Release the Show podcast and I'll buy you a free soda. Or they will.
It's generous.
We'll call the team over at Wiener Schnitzel, but let them know where you heard about them and support our sponsors because they support us. It's Wiener Schnitzel, everybody, and Release the Show. Boys, let's talk about the new faces on the team, the new guys that are around here. We got three new kids on the block. I'm careful with these names here. Let's see. Pierre Edward Bellamare. I don't know what's his last name. From Tampa Bay. Ryan, what's this guy's name?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Well, from now on around here, he's going to be called Peb.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Peb.
Pierre Edward Bellamare. Yeah, a free agent from the Tampa Bay Lightning. Read me these stats here. 4 goals, 9 assists, 13 points, 34 PIM. What's PIM?
Penalty minutes.
Oh, only 34? Is that a lot or not a lot?
It's pretty good. It's all right.
Yeah, all right. In 73 games played, he had 4 goals. Who is this guy, Ryan? Is he a defenseman? What's this guy's deal?
No, he's going to be on the fourth line.
Oh, I knew that.
And he'll kind of be going between. I don't think he's going to be one of the guys that are going to be scratches very often, but he will be up there with Tanev and Yamamoto and Cartier.
All right. How about BD? Brian Dumoulin.
That was good.
Now I'm just being silly. How about this guy, Brian?
Yeah.
How about this guy, Ryan? 1 goal, 24 assists, 25 points, 82 games played. I mean, these stat lines aren't crazy impressive. Who are these guys?
We don't really have the crazy impressive team. I mean, that's everybody is pretty solid. He's a defenseman. He's going to be one of those guys that we talked about earlier that are just the staple on the D.
Okay.
He's got 2 Stanley Cups. Man, the guy's got to be good.
Well, he had a whole team around him.
Well, okay. Well, that's fair.
There's other guys that play on the team.
He wasn't trying to go one-on-one all the time like Ryan and then having a bang-bang play with the board.
No.
I don't know how you have a bang-bang play with the board. I thought that's with another skater, but anyway.
You guys might have seen a video of Ryan's injury. It's you can find it on Disney Plus. It's Charlie Conway takes the puck. He's going right down the ice. He takes a swing, ends up flat on his gut and slides into the
basically.
We should post that. We should post that clip as like your footage of your injury.
Woo woo, Kenny woo, where he slides into the boards. that's exactly the play. I could not stop.
The kid in D2 that can't stop. Martinez, the kid from Miami, can't stop. Yeah.
I'll just put a compilation of all these guys crashing into the boards.
Hey, the third new name around Seattle that we got, I do know this guy's name. It's Kyler Yamamoto. And the reason I know his name is because I just remember them saying his name all the time when they would play against the Oilers. When the Kraken would play against the Oilers. So he's a free agent coming over from Edmonton. 10 goals, 15 assists, 25 points in 58 games played. I mean, more goals than these other two fellas we mentioned. And Yamamoto is a name that people should recognize.
Absolutely. He's from Spokane. Local Washington kid.
The first Kraken player to be from Washington, by the way.
Yes. And I actually asked him about that over the summer when he got announced. They had a press conference. I got to ask him a couple questions, and one of them was, how do you feel about playing for your hometown team? And obviously the answer is, you know, I've always dreamed of it. But he actually really got choked up. He's like, I get to play for my hometown team. It's a dream come true. And he got to play for Spokane Chiefs. So he's from Spokane, got to play for the Chiefs. So he's had a little bit of this experience of playing for your local team. Now he's doing it at the bigger stage.
Yeah.
And again, he's going to be a fourth line guy. So he's not, you know, he'll produce, but he's not going to be the number one or number two liner. But again, now we have that extra little something to kind of keep him going. And this could be it.
Well, somebody send Yamamoto the tape of Ryan saying, like, you know, he'll contribute, he'll be all right. I think he's ready to come play for his home state and set the world on fire.
Just said that, though.
No, you didn't say that. You said he's a fourth line guy. We shouldn't expect too much.
Well, he's a fourth line guy. He's on the fourth line.
For now.
That's right.
You're out here giving bulletin board material.
Come on, man.
I'm just trying to do my part.
Not with that attitude.
Talking down on Gru. Talking down on Yamamoto. Is there anybody on this team you like? Jeez.
Hey, if they can all hate me, then they can't hate themselves. And then they'll, there you go.
Hey, what's going on with the schedule? What give us the first three games right off the bat? Do you have it off the top of your head?
So we're going to obviously we got tonight, Golden Knights. It's gonna be a tough game. Then we go right to St. Louis, or excuse me, we go to Nashville. Play Nashville, and then we go right to St. Louis, and then we come back for the home opener, which is on Tuesday versus Colorado.
Okay. And
Colorado's gonna be hungry. I mean, they got kicked out of the first round.
They're gonna be mad.
Yeah. So they're look for them to get a hot start. This league's tough. I mean, our division, our conference is really, really tough.
Well, and the Kraken are not the Columbus Blue Jackets.
No.
Already.
No, of course.
Just in their third season. They have put a target on their back. They're a pesky franchise already. They're a tough franchise already. The fan base is loud and raucous. We saw everything going on at Climate Pledge last year. And so I think like you're gonna get everybody's best shot, even though you're this young team only in your third season. We're already a team who's pissed off a lot of people. And as a person who pisses off a lot of people, I can tell you that means a lot of people come after you. You just gotta be ready for it. And I think the Kraken will be a group with some moxie, I think, you know, and that leads me to talk about the fearless leader who has his hand on the wheel of the ship, and that's Coach Hack, which we've been hot and cold on this guy since he got here because we feel like we don't really know him. But I feel like through watching his team play, maybe we are getting to know him a little bit. And, you know, maybe the reason he's so quiet is because he's got this stiff upper lip and he's this like tough, you know, sort of no-nonsense guy behind the scenes, and it seems like that's what his team is developing into, even though we don't really ever hear him talk. Ever.
But when he does, he speaks with purpose. So I'm warming up to him. All last year, every time I got around him and had a chance to talk to him or listen to him talk, if I couldn't get a question, and yes, he has some standard coach speak answers, but he's speaking with purpose. So everything has a meaning to it. And I think he's developed this team into the team that we like to see, this team that has this grit, the moxie, whatever you want to call it. But there is a vision behind it, and it's game by game. And that's kind of his thing, game by game. But it's true. We got to look at this game as game number one, and it's 2 points. And then you move on to the next game, and you do that. Because we can't have any games that are playing like Vancouver, San Jose, the Mighty Ducks, where they are, you know, lower in the division. And we can't let those ones go. But then also we got to turn around and step up for these big games against Colorado and the Vegases of the world. And so it doesn't get any easier. And so the mentality game by game, and that starts with Hack and what has, you know, what he's let out for this year.
Yeah. The Kraken, in case you were wondering out there, they are not naming a captain for this season. As usual, they haven't named one yet. Right? We've never had a captain.
Nope. No, we had Mark Giordano.
Giordano. He was the first captain ever. Right. And then there hasn't been one after that. Right. So they got four assistants this year. It's the same four as usual. It's Dan, Yanni, the Big Cat, and then Jaden Schwartz are your four assistants, and they've worn that before, and so they're going to do it again this year. Will the next captain come from one of those four guys? And I mean, not this year, but it's going to have to be next year. If these four guys are always on the team, are they just always going to be the four assistants?
My money's on Matty B.
He hasn't even had the A yet.
That's the. I'm just throwing a bet out.
All right.
Go ahead, Ryan.
He's the guy we haven't mentioned in the entire episode.
That's a great point. Yeah. I love how they just have a leadership group, and that's what they're sticking with. And if it works, it works. And why fix that?
you couldn't hear him. He said Matty Berniers. Hold on, I got another one. I think. There it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, man. All right. What about Matty Berniers? Should we just not mention him and see what happens?
Yeah.
Skip. Yeah, I was kind of doing it on purpose just because, you know, you don't want to get too jinxy when it comes to sports. And sometimes, as we know up there in Seattle land, like as we know with our Mariners, if you start talking about him too much. So why don't we just leave it alone?
I wrote some predictions down, but we don't do that. So I changed it to expectations, but we won't even go there. I mean, they're there for the next show if we want them.
Yeah, I know. No, we got to start this season off the way we ended last season. No predictions. And I think that includes even on like players of the year, MVP candidates, you know, most goals scored. Like, I think we got to just let this thing start and see what happens. Right, Chris?
I mean, I love his wordplay and trying to change his predictions to expectations and try to slide that through. But I agree.
Yeah.
We got to start off how we ended. No predictions for now.
Okay.
/ expectations / things we want or think should happen. Clean slate, new season. I mean, we have the world is our oyster here as far as nicknames. I kind of like your little hey Peb, what's Peb, up Peb? Talking Peb, about Peb,
yeah.
Because the Skoy Wonder's gone, the Historian's gone, Actual Dan is gone. We got some new. This is a new season. Yes, I think we start clean slate.
Yeah, you know, speaking of departures though, Actual Dan departing, that's the one that I checked off my list. I think Sprong, I mean, he brought something to the squad just in terms of veteran quality, sort of a toughness, and just he would get that goal when you needed it. He just had a knack for being that guy, that clutch guy. That was kind of the one name that I was like, oh, it hurts a little bit.
He was my favorite player last year.
Yeah. Yeah, that one hurt. Okay, no predictions, except I do want to ask you, because he's such a high draft pick, how about Shane Wright and what will happen throughout the course of this season in terms of the young guy? I mean, second pick overall, high expectations, obviously not on the squad, but you're a hockey guy. Like, does that mean anything or not? I mean, there's all this expectation for Connor Bedard, of course,
yep,
coming into the season and all of that, as there should be. But what about our guy?
I can't rattle all the names off, but our AHL team is stacked. Mm-hmm. And that starts with Shane Wright. And, you know, some guys just need some more development. That's not the worst thing in the world. And you get a little confidence in the AHL and you score some goals and you come up and you play a few games, you get sent back down. It's all part of the building. But at the end of the year, and again, if one of these guys gets hurt, we have a whole crew in the AHL that can pop right into those spots and continue. So, I mean, he's had a taste of it. I think he's going to be just fine. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Coachella Valley Firebirds as well.
Yeah, that's going to be some good hockey out there for sure. If you guys are coming down and escaping the winter,
those games are fun
up there in the Northwest. If you guys are flying down to the desert to try to get some sun as the rain starts up there, go out and see a Firebirds game. They're fun. Yeah. Man, it feels like we just had hockey sort of. I had a summer, but then talking to you guys, it feels like we never left. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you guys got thoughts, comments, questions, hit us up on all social media. It's at Release the Show, whether it's Instagram or Twitter. Just search for the name of the show. Our email is releasetheshow@gmail.com. And if you want to send us an email, do that. How are you guys feeling about this upcoming season? Which player are you most excited for? Do you also have zero confidence in Philip Grubauer, like Ryan?
Whoa.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Zero. Do you also believe that our roster has nobody of record on it?
Awesome.
Send us an email. No, really. I mean, what are your expectations for this season? We want to hear from you. And if you guys email in, we will read your emails on the air. If they're funny. If they're noteworthy, we will read them on the air. We're going to get back into it around here, everybody. We'll have our contests going. We'll have some live events throughout the season. We'll have some charitable things that you guys can get involved in. Lots of big plans over here on Release the Show.
A ton of giveaways, tickets. We got a ton of stuff going on.
Yeah, subscribe to our social media.
Yeah.
Check us out on YouTube, maybe. We'll get that going this year. It's going to be a big year around here, and we're excited that you guys are here for it. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll see you next time.
Go crack it. Yeah. See ya.
There we go.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.